from Washington. This is VOA News. A Malawi High Court overturns President Banda's decision. 18 are reported dead in a Mogadishu bomb attack. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. The High Court in Malawi has blocked President Joyce Banda's attempt to annul this week's general election. Saturday, Ms. Banda called for a new election within 90 days, citing voting irregularities during Tuesday's election. The irregularities Banda spoke of included many instances of people casting multiple ballots. And election commission officials immediately challenged her decision, questioning whether she had the authority to nullify the vote. The court ordered the vote counting to continue. Election day on Tuesday was marked by lengthy delays for voters and numerous problems with ballots. Progress was so slow the authorities extended voting in some areas into Wednesday and Thursday. In Somalia, at least 18 people are now reported dead after al-Shabaab militants stormed the parliament building, setting off a car bomb and other explosives during the attack. Police spokesman Kasim Ahmed Roble told VOA 10 security force officers were among those killed during Saturday's attack on the heavily fortified building in Mogadishu. He said 14 were wounded, along with four lawmakers. Ahmed Roble said at least 8 of the attackers were killed. More details on these stories at voanews.com. Thailand's army chief has assumed all lawmaking power in the country just 2 days after he led the army in a coup. General Prayuth Chan-o-cha's junta dissolved the kingdom's partly elected Senate Saturday, one day after he named himself prime minister. He says the moves are necessary to restore public order and push through political reforms. The ruling military also announced Saturday that it will keep detaining former Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat and other ousted government officials for up to a week. A gunman killed 3 people and badly wounded another at a Jewish museum in Brussels Saturday. Witnesses say the attacker drove up to the museum, entered, and fired shots, then fled the scene. Belgium's interior minister told reporters it was too soon to say with certainty that anti-Semitism was behind the attack, but that was strongly suspected. Ukrainian election observers predict only a third of voters in the East will be able to cast ballots, and they warn pro-Russian separatists are stepping up sabotage and threats against polling officials. Jamie Detmer has more for VOA News from Kiev.
Forecasts of how many voters in Ukraine's eastern regions will be able to vote in Sunday's presidential elections are worsening in the face of a determined campaign by pro-Russian separatists to sabotage the polls. The head of Ukraine's League of Voters, Alexander Chernenko, says he doubts more than a third of voters in Donetsk and Luhansk will cast ballots. Separatists held their own controversial plebiscites earlier this month in both provinces and have declared them independent republics. But a separatist appeal to Moscow to annex them has gone unheeded, and Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Friday that the results of Ukraine's presidential election should be respected. Jamie Detmer, VOA News, Kiev.
Pope Francis has called for peace and greater protection for religious minorities during his visit to Jordan, the first stop of his 3-day trip to the Middle East. VOA's Scott Bob reports from our Middle East Bureau in Jerusalem.
Pope Francis opened his first visit to the Middle East as Pope with an open-air mass before an estimated 40,000 people at Jordan's main stadium in Amman. He said in his homily that peace is a gift that is patiently sought and carefully constructed through small and large gestures that are part of our daily lives. He also expressed sympathy for Palestinians who have been made refugees for decades by the Middle East conflict. Shortly after his arrival, the pontiff met with Jordan's King Abdullah and his family. Scott Bob, VOA News, Jerusalem.
The government of Mali and separatist Tuareg groups have reached a ceasefire agreement following fighting this week that threatened to plunge the country back into war. The accord was reached after a meeting between the rebels and the African Union in northern Mali. U.S. President Barack Obama says America has a sacred trust to take care of its military veterans. In his weekly address Saturday, Mr. Obama said the country must work harder to make sure veterans get the opportunities and benefits they have earned. Mr. Obama is facing growing pressure over allegations of treatment delays and preventable deaths at Veterans Affairs hospitals. The address aired during the Memorial Day holiday weekend. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.